Tariq, what is winning this award mean to you?
It means a lot, you know. It just shows the what the teammates think of me, you know, and that I'm really, like, you know, fitting in, because that was my biggest worry coming into the NFL. You know, you've been with a team for 4 years in college, and then you're in a whole new setting. So to see that I'm fitting in well, you know, it means a lot.
So you did watch the movie?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I had a good time watching it, too, because at first I was watching it, like, in college, you know, to do research on just Gale Sayers, you know, running backs, just the greatest running backs that are just playing the league. And, you know, Ryan Piccolo actually was my favorite character in the movie, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what everybody gets when you watch that movie.
So did you come in here as yourself? Were you funny? Were you a little quiet and shy as a rookie, kind of not wanting to step on toes?
I was quiet at first. You know, you got to see how everybody is. I really think, you know, Benny Cunningham, he really brought my true side out of me, you know. When you get comfortable around somebody, you start acting like yourself. And I was really comfortable around him. So everybody else got to witness that.
You guys kind of developed a friendship last year. He took you under his wing a little bit. What does it mean to win this award with him?
It means a lot. You know, it's like winning an award with your mentor, you know, somebody who taught you, you know, what you know. And just him having me under his wing coming in the NFL, him teaching me the ins and outs of the NFL, you know, what to do, you know, all those types of things. It just goes to show what type of guy he is, and that's why he won the award.
You and Jordan posted on Instagram here. Really excited when they did re-sign Benny. You know, what was just your reaction, you know, talking to him about coming back to the Bears?
I just get to crack jokes on him for another year, you know, securely. So he got to hear from me this whole year.
Do you enjoy or keep track of everything going on with the draft and watching the mock drafts, or are you going to watch the draft?
I keep up with the guys that I know personally, you know, in the draft. You really can't keep up with the draft because you never know how it's going to go, you know, when the time comes, but you know, the guys that I do know personally, I keep up with them.
Devin Hester said yesterday he was pretty impressed by the rookie year that you had. Just getting that recognition from a guy who's a great of the game, should go into the Hall of Fame, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot, you know. It means that I got to, you know, keep my foot on the gas pedal and just, you know, keep striving to do what he did and even to reach beyond the goals he set.
Who do you think they're going to draft on Thursday?
Brandon Parker.
Nice.
Yeah, first round, Brandon Parker.
What was your greatest memory of draft weekend last year?
It was like, I think it was the second round, and I was like on the borderline of I wanted to get drafted in the second round, but I really wanted to do it the third because my school had like a small draft party, and my mom wasn't there. So I was like, I really don't want to get drafted right here and my mom not be here. So then it finally went through, and the draft went off, and I was like, I took a deep breath because, you know, I didn't get drafted. And I just waited till the next day. My mom was there and everything, and we had a good little celebration.
What do you remember about the call that came in, finally?
I remember I pranked everybody in the room at first, saying I got the call when I really didn't. Nobody called my phone because they was all watching me the whole time, so I just act like I got a call. And then when the Bears finally did call, my mom just kept pulling on my leg while I'm on the phone, and I'm just telling her, like, I got this. Let me talk to the people on the phone. So it was a good moment.
Who'd you tell them the fake call was from?
I didn't tell him anybody. I was just like, I was like, hello? And I was like, you serious? Everybody started looking around. And I was like, no.
Usually the people getting drafted, they're worried about other people getting in their heads about doing pranks or, you know, phone ringing like that. It's you doing the pranking on everybody else?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, calm the mood. I feel like everybody was tense. So I wanted to, you know, decrease the tense and then just have fun, you know, and just be thankful.
Where did your humor come from? You're the jokes around here. What does that stem from? Is this you being you?
Yeah, I think it's just growing up with two brothers. You know, you're just picking on each other the whole time, you know, you're alive since birth. And I got a twin brother, so that makes it even, you know, that much more. So we're just going at it every day.
What's the biggest thing you appreciate about Benny and what you guys did last year just together?
You know, he has a wonderful sense of humor, and then also that he can be serious, you know. You can really go talk to him about anything, no matter what it is. If it's a joke, you can go tell him a joke. If you really have something going on at home, you know, you can tell him your issues. He's just a good person to talk to.
Do you guys live next door to each other or nearby or together?
Yeah, he moved in next to me. You know, he really loved me. I had the apartment first, and then he moved in next to me. And then Smoke came. You know, they really – so I'm the glue. They gravitated towards me.
We didn't get a chance to ask you if you're playing the zebras. Now zebra, your spirit animal?
I'm playing every position. Tiger, lion, zebra, quarterback. I'm everywhere.
Congrats. Thanks. Thank you.